Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 416th word for word show. That's not counting the reruns and a couple of little specials that I did in the past. We are in the book of Luke starting today with chapter 1. And as in the rest of the first four, it's going to be a recounting of what went on from another man's perspective, from Luke's perspective. Not everybody had the same take on it. Different writers emphasized different things. There's no exception with Luke. He recounts his version of it, and some of the writers have certain things, some leave them out. It's different. So we're going through each of these Gospels with a fine-tooth comb. Please have some writing instruments. There's lots of notes with these books. Have a pad and a pen or pencil to take down the notes and reference them. You're going to want to reference these books. They are really just full of knowledge and full of notes, and you're gonna want to take notes. So let's get started. Let me get a little drink of my hot coffee here. This is the wee hours of the morning when everything is quiet around here. And I can record shows uninterrupted. And here we go in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 1. Since many have indeed taken in hand to set in order an account of the matters completely confirmed among us, verse 2, as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word delivered them to us, verse 3, it seemed good to me as well, having followed up all these matters exactly from the beginning, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus. Verse 4. That you might know the certainty of the words which you were taught. In other words, this was a letter that was written to a particular man named Theophilus. Verse 5 of chapter 1 of Luke, you want to reference 1 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 10. 1 Chronicles 24, verse 10. This is verse 5. Pardon me, I have to cough just a second. That's rough. There was in the days of Herodias, the sovereign of Yehuda, in other words, he was the appointed ruler at that time, a certain priest named Zechariah of the division of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aharon, and her name was Elisheba. Verse 6. And they were both righteous before Elohim. That's a title, that means God, blamelessly walking in all the commands and righteousnesses of Yahweh. Verse 7. And they had no child because Elisheba was barren and both were advanced in years. In verse 8. And it came to be that while he was serving as priest before Elohim in the order of his division, verse 9, according to the institute of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to burn incense when he went into the dwelling place of Yahweh. That was his particular job as a functioning priest. Verse 10. And the entire crowd of people was praying outside at the hour of incense. They had a set order of proceedings at that time at the formal temple. Verse 11, and a messenger of Yahweh appeared to him standing on the right side of the slaughter place of incense. Now, a messenger of Yahweh would be what they would call an angel in the King James Version. Okay. Verse 12, and when Zechariah saw, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Verse 13, but the messenger said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elisheba shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Yohanan, which is John, okay? That's John the Baptist. Yohanan, John. Verse 14. Let me get another little hit of coffee here. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Here is verse 15. For he shall be great before Yahweh, and shall drink no wine and strong drink at all. In other words, he will be a Nazir, a dedicated one. And he shall be filled with the set-apart spirit even from his mother's womb. And you can reference the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 3. That's Numbers 6, verse 3 for that verse. Verse 16. And he shall turn many of the children of Israel to Yahweh, their Elohim. Verse 17. And you can reference Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. That's Malachi 4, verse 6. And the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, Sirach 48, verses 10 and 11. 48, 10, and 11. You can find the Apocrypha online for free if you don't have it, okay? It's they're all over the place. Verse 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Eliyahu. That's Elijah, okay? And this is where Malachi comes in. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the insight of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for Yahweh. Make ready a people prepared for Yahweh. Is that not magnificent? I mean, what do you say to something like that? Okay, this is an old man that he's talking to, and here's verse 18. And Zechariah said to the messenger, by what shall I know this? For I am old, and my wife advanced in years. In other words, we're both old. We're going to have a child. And here is verse 19. You can reference the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 16, and chapter 9, verse 21. That's Daniel 8, 16, and 9, 21, and the book of Tobit in the Apocrypha, chapter 12, verse 15. That's Tobit 12, 15. Listen to this. And the messenger answering said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of Elohim. He's one of the high angels, okay? And was sent to speak to you, to announce to you this good news. Wow. Verse 24. verse 20. But see, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day this takes place, because you did not believe my words, which shall be filled in their appointed time, or fulfilled, okay, in their appointed time. He doubted him. You know, what? You know, we're old people. How is this going to happen? Well, shouldn't have doubted. I mean, you saw him. You knew what he was, but you doubted him. Okay. So now you're not going to be able to talk till the baby's born. Verse 21. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled at his delay in the dwelling place. That was the inner temple. Verse 22. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they recognized that he had seen a vision in the dwelling place. For he was beckoning to them and remained dumb. In other words, unable to speak. That's what dumb means, not stupid. Okay. Verse 23. And it came to be, as soon as the days of his service were completed, he went away to his house. Verse 24. And after those days, his wife Elisheba conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, verse 25, Yahweh has done this for me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. In other words, they would say things about her. Well, she has no children. She must have done something wrong. Even though she didn't. But that's how people would talk. Well, they do the same today. They start rumors and say bad things about people. For no reason, just because of meanness. Verse 26. And in the sixth month, the messenger Gabriel was sent by Elohim to a city of Galil. That's Galilee in your King James. Named Nazareth. That would be Nazareth, okay? Here we go. Verse 27. You can reference Matthew 1:18. The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. To a maiden, that's a virgin, never knew a man, a maiden, righteous maiden, engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. That's King David, okay? He was of the royal house. And the maiden's name was Miriam, not Mary, Miriam. They've anglicized a lot of stuff and changed her name to Mary. It's Miriam. Verse 28. And the messenger, coming to her, said, Greetings, favored one. The master is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed are you among women. because she's going to be the mother of the Redeemer. Wow. Verse 29. But she was greatly disturbed at his word and wondered what kind of greeting this was. Verse 30. And the messenger said to her, "Do not be afraid, Miriam, for you have found favor with Elohim." Verse 31, and for verse 31, reference the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. That's Matthew 1, 21. And see, you shall conceive in your womb and shall give birth to a son, capital S, okay, and call his name Yahshua. Yahweh is salvation. Call his name Yahshua. Verse 32 and 33, you can reference 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 12, 13, and 16. That's 2 Samuel 7, 12, 13, and 16. Okay. Also, Psalms 2, Psalm that doesn't list any verses, it's the whole thing, Psalm 2. Psalm 89, verses 14 through 34. Psalm 89, verses 14 through 34. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. And chapter 16, verse 5, that's Isaiah 9, 7, and 16, 5, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 3 through 6, that's 23, 3 through 6, and chapter 30, verse 9. That's 30, verse 9 of Jeremiah. The book of Ezekiel. See, I told you there are lots of notes. That's just all for this one set of verses here. Ezekiel 37, chapter 37, verse 24. 37, 24. The book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44. That's 2:44. Chapter 7, verses 18 through 27. That's 7, 18 through 27. The book of Micah. Chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. Micah 5, 2 through 4. The book of Acts. Chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Acts 1, 6 and 7. And Revelations chapter 11, verse 15. Revelations 11, 15. That's for verses 32 and 33 here. Verse 32. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. Okay? Very plain. The Son of the Most High. That is what he shall be called, because he was. And Yahweh Elohim shall give him the throne of his father David. He will be king over Israel. Verse 33. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob, that's Jacob Israel, forever. And there shall be no end to his reign. It's coming, folks. When he comes back, it's to take that crown. So, pray for his speedy return in this wicked world. Verse 34. And Miriam said to the messenger, how shall this be, since I do not know a man? She'd never had a man. Verse 35. And the messenger answering said to her, the set apart Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. That's the Holy Spirit. The set apart Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And for that reason, the set-apart one born of you shall be called Son of Elohim, because Yosef was only the legal earthly father, not the physical father. Okay? He was not the physical father. He just was the stepfather. Okay? Verse 36. And see, Elisheba, your relative, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month to her who was called barren. Verse 37. And you can reference the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Verse 14, Genesis 18, 14. Because with Elohim no matter shall be impossible. No, there is nothing too great that Yahweh cannot do. These are two miracles. One with Elisheba and one with Miriam. Verse 38, this is Miriam's response. And Miriam said, see the female servant of Yahweh. In other words, I am Yahweh's servant. Okay? Let it be to me according to your word. And the messenger went away from her. She totally submitted, even with the problems that it might cause her with people saying things about her in the community, or her husband doubting, and there was doubt there, He was going to marry this girl. She was engaged to him. And then she turns up pregnant. verse 39. And all of that will be explained in here. And Miriam arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Yehuda. Verse 40. And entered into the house of Zechariah and greeted Elisheba. Verse 41. And it came to be when Elisheba heard the greeting of Miriam that the baby leaped in her womb. And Elisheba was filled with a set-apart spirit. Verse 42, and you can reference the book of Judith in your Apocrypha, chapter 13, verse 18. Verse 42, and called out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. She didn't have to be told that Miriam was going to have this child. Miriam never said a word. But the Holy Spirit told Elisheba that. Another miracle. Listen to this statement, verse 43. And who am I that the mother of my master should come to me? Verse 44. For look, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Verse 45. Blessed is she who believed, for that which Yahweh has said to her shall be accomplished. All right. Verses 46 through 55. 46 through 55. You can reference 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Get into this. Verse 46. And Miriam said, my being, in other words, my body, makes Yahweh great. Verse 47. And my spirit has rejoiced in Elohim, my Savior. Verse 49. Wait a minute. Verse 48. Because he looked on the humiliation of his female servant, for look, from now on all generations shall call me blessed. And you can reference 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. That's 1 Samuel 1, 11, and 1 Samuel 2, verse 1. 1 Samuel 2, verse 1, for verse 48. Verse 49. For he who is mighty has done wonders for me, and set apart is his name. In other words, his name is holy. And for verse 49, you can reference Psalms 111, verse 9. Psalm 111, verse 9. Verse 50. And his compassion is from generation to those who fear him. And you can reference Psalm 103, verse 17. That's Psalm 103, verse 17, for verse 50. Verse 51. He did mightily with his arm. He scattered the proud in the thought of their hearts. Verse 52. And you can reference the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 11, and chapter 12, verse 19. That's Job 5:11. And 12:19, and the book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 14. 10:14. Verse 52, he brought down rulers from their thrones and exalted the lowly. Verse 53, he has filled the hungry with good. That's Psalm 107, verse 9. Psalm 107, verse 9. And the rich he has sent away empty. Verse 54. He sustained Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his compassion. Verse 55, you can reference Genesis 17, verse 7. Genesis 17, verse 7. As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Verse 56. And Miriam stayed with her about 3 months and returned to her home. Verse 57. And the time was filled, in other words, fulfilled, for Elisheba to give birth, and she bore a son. Verse 58. And her neighbors and relatives heard how Yahweh had shown great compassion to her, and they rejoiced with her. Verse 59, and here's where they obey a commandment that still stands. And it came to be on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child. On the eighth day. Verse, and they were calling him by the name of his father, Zechariah. You can reference Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. Leviticus 12, verse 3, verse 60. And his mother answering said, not so, but he shall be called Yohanan. That's John in English. Verse 61. And they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who is called by that name. Verse 62. Then they motioned to his father what he would like him to be called. Verse 63. Now remember, Zechariah is dumb at this point. He's been struck dumb by the angel for his doubt. So he can't talk. Verse 63. And having asked for a writing tablet, he wrote, saying, Yochanan is his name. And they all marveled. Verse 64. And at once his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he was speaking, praising Elohim. Verse 65. And fear came on all those dwelling around them. And all these matters were spoken of in the hill, in all the hill country of Yehuda. Verse 66. And all who heard them kept them in their hearts, saying, What then shall this child be? And the hand of Yahweh was with him. Verse 67. And Zechariah, his father, was filled with a set-apart spirit and prophesied, saying, verse 68, Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And that you can reference Psalm 41, verse 13. That's Psalm 41, 13. And also Psalm 72, 18, and 106, 48. That's 106, 48. For he did look upon and work redemption for his people. Verse 69. Here we go. And has raised up a horn of deliverance for us in the house of his servant David. Okay, because that Yosef and Miriam were of the house of David. So Yeshua, when he was born, is of royal blood. Verse 70, as he spoke by the mouth of his set apart prophets from of old. Verse 71, deliverance from our enemies and from the hand of all those hating us. And you can reference Psalm 106, verse 10. Psalm 106, verse 72. To show compassion toward our fathers and to remember his set apart covenant. Verse 73. An oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Verse 74. To give us, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, to serve him without fear. Verse 75. In set apartness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Verse 76. You can reference Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, Isaiah 40, verse 3, and John chapter 1, verse 23. That's John 1, 23. This is verse 76. And you, child, shall be called prophet of the Most High. For you shall go before the face of Yahweh to prepare his ways. Verse 77, to give knowledge of deliverance to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. Speaking of his son John that was going to be born. Verse 78, through the tender compassion of our Elohim, with which the daybreak from on high has looked upon us. Verse 79, you can reference Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Isaiah 9, 1. Verse 79, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Verse 80. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of showing himself openly to Israel. Now that's chapter 1, speaking of John, the birth of John. Okay? What have we got here? I got about 10 minutes. So I'm going to get into chapter 2 here. I'm not going to be able to get it all done. But I'll get into it. And there's lots of notes here. So you're going to want to write these down too. Chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to be in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus for all the world to be registered. Now that's the known world, the Roman world. Okay, everything that Rome ruled. Verse 2. This took place as a first registration while Quirinius was governing Syria, and all who were going to be registered, each one to his own city. Okay? Verse 4, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, that's Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth to Yehuda, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, house of bread, because he was of the house and lineage of David, his royal lineage. Verse 5, to be registered with Miriam, who was engaged to him, being pregnant. Verse 6. And it came to be that while they were there, the days were filled for her to give birth. Verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She had other children later, but this was the firstborn, this was Yeshua, and wrapped him up and laid him down in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in a lodging place. Everything was filled. Everybody was going to go get registered, so all the hotels were filled. Verse 8, and in the same country there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Here's verse 9. And look, a messenger of Yahweh stood before them, and the esteem of Yahweh shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And on verse 9, you can reference the book of Tobit in your Apocrypha, chapter 5, verse 4. That's Tobit 5, 4. And the messenger said to them, do not, this is verse 10, and the messenger said to them, do not be afraid, for look, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. Verse 11, because there was born to you today in the city of David a Savior who is Messiah, the Master. Verse 12. And this is a sign to you. You shall find a baby wrapped up, lying in a feeding trough. Verse 13. And suddenly there was with the messenger a crowd of the heavenly host, praising Elohim and saying, verse 14, esteem to Elohim in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. Verse 15, and it came to be, when the messengers had gone away from them into the heaven, that the shepherds said to each other, indeed, let us go to Bethlehem and see this matter which has taken place, which the Master has made known to us. Verse 16. And they came in haste and found Miriam and Joseph and the baby lying in a feeding trough. Verse 17. And having seen, they made known the matter which was spoken to them concerning the child. And all those who, verse 18, and all those who heard marveled at what the shepherds said to them. Verse 19. But Miriam kept all these matters, considering them in her heart. Verse 20. And the shepherds returned, boasting and praising Elohim for all they had heard and seen, and as it was spoken to them. Here's verse 21. Now pay attention to this. All you people that are trying to get rid of circumcision out there, pay attention. Jewish circumcision is not Israelite circumcision. Verse 21, reference Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3. That's Leviticus 12, 3. And Luke chapter 1, verse 31, verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for him to be circumcised, Yeshua was circumcised according to the commandment. His name was called Yeshua. That's Yahweh is salvation. Okay, Yahshua, the name given by the messenger before he was conceived in the womb. Verses 22 through 24. You can reference Leviticus chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. Leviticus 12, 6 through 8. Verse 22. And when the days of her cleansing according to the Torah of Moshe were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to Yahweh. They're going to take him to the temple. Firstborn. Verse 23. And for verse 23, you can also reference Shemoth, Exodus 13, verses 2, 12, and 15. Exodus 13, 2, 12, and 15. Verse 23, as it has been written in the Torah of Yahweh, every male who opens the womb shall be called set apart to Yahweh. Verse 24, and to give an offering according to what is said in the Torah of Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And that is Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11. You can reference Leviticus 5, verse 11, and Leviticus 12, verse 8. Leviticus 12, verse 8. I'm going to stop here. I cannot go any further in this chapter. I don't have the time. I will take it up on the next show with verse 25. Thank you for listening. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I will catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to Eurofolk Radio. com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.